Hi, and thank you for downloading this podcast from Millpool Hill Church, Birmingham. Today I'd like to talk to you about the secret of overcoming. Life is full of trials and its many challenges. Jesus said that in this world there will be troubles. And the Apostle Peter said, "Don't be surprised by the fiery trials you face." So trials will come in various forms, but we can overcome them. That first Easter, Jesus powerfully demonstrated an overcoming life. Jesus faced various trials leading to the cross, but he was victorious. You see, Jesus had to overcome the following things: the betrayal of Judas, the abandonment of his disciples, the denial of Peter, the false accusations of the religious leaders, the mockery of an unfair trial, the torturous pain of the cross, and the power of the grave. Imagine the pain of being betrayed by a friend. Maybe some of you today listening have been betrayed by a friend, and you know just how hurtful that is. Imagine when those that you hang out with turn their backs on you. In fact, they depart from you. Well, that's what the disciples did to Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then what about a close friend like Peter, who said to Jesus that he would always follow and always be there? And then when Jesus is arrested, Peter actually denies knowing Jesus three times. Being denied by your friends, being abandoned by your friends, being betrayed by your friends. Hey, that's pretty tough. But Jesus overcame those things. The false accusations of the religious leaders, the mockery of an unfair trial, and then the terrible pain on the cross. Not only the physical pain, but the spiritual pain of being separated from his Father as he hung on the cross and died in our place for our sin. And then they took him down from the cross. He was dead. He had finished his mission. He had given his life for us. And then they put the body of Christ into a grave, and the grave was sealed by the great stone, and then the Roman seal was placed upon the stone saying that no one could go into the tomb, and then the tomb was actually guarded by Roman soldiers. And yet Jesus even overcame that. You see, death is the ultimate challenge to overcome, and Matthew's gospel in chapter 28 tells us about the resurrection morning. Then the angel spoke to the women. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said he said would happen. Come, see where his body was lying." Now we know, because the Bible tells us, Jesus is the Son of God. He's the second person of the Godhead. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He is eternally all-present, all-knowing and all-powerful. But when he came into our world, he was clothed in human flesh. Jesus was conceived by the miraculous power of the Holy Spirit, and yet he came into our world through the birth canal of a virgin. John's Gospel tells us in chapter 1, "In the beginning the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that is created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. So the Word became human and made his home among us." So let me tell you about the secret of living an overcoming life. If the Son of God limited his glorious and eternal form to mere humanity, how then could he overcome all the trials that he faced in his earthly life? What was the secret to Jesus' overcoming power? Well, it's simply this: Jesus overcame through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, we know that the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus at his baptism in the River Jordan. As Jesus was baptized following the root of righteousness, as he was baptized He came out of the water, and the Bible says that heaven opened and God spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." And then a dove came down from the heavens and alighted upon Jesus. And this was signifying his baptism in the Holy Spirit, being filled and overflowing in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus went into the wilderness and he was tempted by the devil. And when he came out of the wilderness victorious over those temptations, he came out of the wilderness and started his public ministry in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and caused him to go around doing good and healing all those that were oppressed of the enemy. So Jesus, like us, was clothed in the weakness of human flesh, yet he was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And it was through the Holy Spirit's power that he was able to heal the sick, drive out demons, perform miracles, and literally be naturally supernatural to do these amazing things. Jesus modeled a way of life for us to follow. And Jesus expects us to follow him and also to live that overcoming life. How? Well, by also living in the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you're in any doubt about this, listen to what the Bible says. In Romans chapter 8, it says, "The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And just as God raised Christ from the dead, he will give life to your mortal human bodies by the same Spirit living in you." And again, in Romans 8, despite all these things, what things? Well, life's great challenges, testings and trials. Despite all those things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Ephesians chapter 1 says, and this is Paul praying for the saints at Ephesus, the early church there. He said, "I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms." Have you got it? The same power of the Holy Spirit lives in us believers. The same Holy Spirit that was given to Jesus and filled his human body is the same Spirit that God has given to us. That means that with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can be more than conquerors. 1 John 5 says, "For every child of God defeats or overcomes this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith." And who can win this battle against the world? Those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And so if we are Christians, if we are followers of Jesus, if we acknowledge him as our Lord and Saviour, and by doing that, we have this amazing access to God, and we're connected to God, and we know that we are the children of God through our faith in Christ. When we have this experience, this real personal faith in Jesus as our Saviour, we are also recipients of the Holy Spirit. And just as God poured out his Holy Spirit upon Jesus in that baptism in the River Jordan, God wants to pour out his Spirit upon you and me so that we can be more than conquerors. Now, does this mean that overcoming will be easy street? Not at all. Does this mean that overcoming will be a piece of cake? Not at all. You see, overcoming literally means that we need to overcome some obstacle. We need to somehow get over something. We need to somehow get the victory over something. And that means we've got to take our stand and we've got to take our place and we need to put some effort in and we have to fight. And it takes hard work. It takes a lot of effort and commitment. But it's when we stand in faith that the Holy Spirit works powerfully through us. And that's why Paul said again to the church at Ephesus in chapter 3 of his epistle to them, "Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we could ask or think." Another translation says that God is able to do exceeding abundant above our wildest dreams and imagination. How? By the power of the Holy Spirit that works in us. The same power of the Holy Spirit that worked in Jesus and caused him to be such a conqueror in his human life and ministry. It's the same Holy Spirit that lives in us. Now, the Christian life is likened to running a race of faith. In Hebrews chapter 12, it says, therefore, let us, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. And Paul said to Timothy, in his second letter to Timothy, he said, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. Now, when I go running, and I often go running, it's great to run along the country lanes. It's fantastic to get out there in the early morning. But sometimes it's not always easy street. You see, I've often got to run up hills, and any runner will tell you going up hills can be challenging. And when I face those hills, I've got to keep going. Often I'm literally miles away from home, and I might be running in a big loop or a big circuit. And the only way I'm going to get home is I've got to conquer that hill. I've got to get up that hill. And so when I face a hill, I know it's going to be tough. I know it's going to be uncomfortable. I know it's going to be a challenge. But yes, when I face a hill, I know something. I have to keep running my race. Why? Because I can draw upon my inner strength. You see, as a runner, I've built up inner strength. I've been running now for several months, and I run regularly long distances. And so I'm able to draw upon that inner core strength that I've built up on my other runs. And I have to say, when I'm facing a hill and I begin to draw upon that inner core strength, I can see myself by faith at the top of the hill. I know I can do it. And the hill might say you won't make it, but I know I will make it. Why? Because I've got that core inner strength, and I've got a vision, I've got a hope that I can see myself on the top. And that just propels me up the hill despite the incline and the challenge. And in the same way, the great race of faith that we are all running in, we need also to draw on our inner strength, not necessarily our inner muscular strength, but upon the strength of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. You see, the same power of the Holy Spirit that raised Christ is in us. Have you got it? The same power. We need to understand this, but we can be more than conquerors. We face challenges all the time. We face tests. We face trials and tribulations, but God knows that we need his strength. And so he has given us strength in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we need to draw upon that strength, just as Jesus drew upon that strength all those years ago. Jesus overcame in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we also can do the same. And so the eternal Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead empowers you and me today. And that's why, despite hardships and trials, we can maintain our Christian disciplines. We can maintain our race of faith. Why? Because the Holy Spirit helps us. Overcomers are marked out by these things. You see, overcomers continue to worship God. Overcomers praise God in the storms and in the fire of life. Overcomers bring a sacrifice of praise. It might be difficult. Naturally speaking, they might not feel like singing. And yet, from the very core of their being, they know that they are called to worship God. And despite the hardship, despite the trial, despite the intensity of the flame, they still praise the name of God. And they might be imprisoned, they might be beaten, but they're not silenced. And that's why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. Overcomers continue to seek God in prayer. You see, overcomers know the presence, they know the promises and the power of God. And so when things are tough and they're facing those hills and they're facing those trials, they know what it is to get into the presence of God. They know what God has promised and that God is faithful. And so as they pray, they begin to ask God to fulfill the promises that are yes and amen in Christ. And as they do that, they see the power of God unleashed in their situation. Overcomers take the needs of earth to heaven. They march into the enemy camp and they take back what the enemy has stolen. And overcomers know the push principle. What's that, you ask? Well, P stands for pray. U stands for until. S stands for something. And H stands for happen. Pray until something happens. They understand that principle. And so overcomers pray through and receive the promises of God. And they know the power of God in their lives. Overcomers continue to read their Bible. You see, they choose to read and to believe the word of God. Overcomers get into the Bible even in tough times. And right now with the lockdown, let me encourage you, open up the word of God. Don't just go to Netflix. Don't just go to, you know, Amazon Prime. Don't just go to Sky or whatever you like to watch on the TV. You know, I'm not saying don't do those things, but don't just go to those things. Open the word of God first. Make a priority to get into the word of God, because that's what overcomers do. They get into the Bible in tough times. They believe the truth, even when it doesn't feel true. Sometimes we read things like, and we know all things work together for good for those that have been called by God. And we understand this. And sometimes when we're going through a hard time, people say, well, all things work together for good for those that have been called by God and according to his purposes. And we get into conversations with people, and sometimes, you know, it doesn't feel true because everything seems to be going belly up. And yet overcomers believe the truth, even when it doesn't always feel true. We don't go by feelings. We go by our faith. Overcomers stand on the promises of God. And doing these things, worshipping, praying and reading our Bibles, they help us to overcome and maintain our victory in Christ. They hallmark us, or they mark us out as overcomers. We're marked out as a people of faith. Jesus expects us to overcome. When Jesus revealed himself to the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos, he gave John specific messages to the seven churches of Asia Minor. Each letter was characterized with a "I know" statement, usually a correction and a commendation, but always with a glorious promise to those that overcame. You see, Jesus expects us to be overcomers. And this is because he has asked the Father to send us the same Holy Spirit that caused him to overcome in his human life and gave him the ultimate victory over the grave. So this week, why not ask the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh? Welcome him into your life and let him help you just as he helped Jesus. If you do this, you'll be able to say, the same power that raised Christ lives in me. But maybe today you're saying, I want to be an overcomer, but I'm not yet a Christian. Well, that's okay. Right now is a great time for you to make a choice to put your trust in Jesus. Yes, to turn to him and by faith receive him as your Lord and your Saviour. Choose to receive forgiveness through Jesus. Choose to enjoy the eternal life God promises. Choose to follow Jesus and live for him. And if that's your choice today, why don't you pray this little prayer with me right now? Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, I gladly welcome you into my life right now. Forgive me for my sin, my wrong actions and my attitudes. Thank you, Jesus, for dying in my place on the cross. Thank you for the promise of forgiveness and new life, which I now receive from you in faith. Jesus, I truly believe in you and ask you to come into my heart. I confess you as my Lord and my Saviour, and I thank you for saving me. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you. We would love to pray for you. So please get in touch with us through the contact page on our website, and we can be connected. And if you've got any questions about the Christian faith, you'll be most welcome to ask them then. So this week, let's rejoice that as the people of God, we can say the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead and caused him to be an overcomer is the same Holy Spirit that God sends freely into the hearts of all those that love him and follow his son, the Lord Jesus. May God bless you, and thank you for listening to this message.